Drew Palin is the Senior Director of Digital Innovation and Ecosystem at Gatorade. And don't worry if you don't know what that title means, because I didn't, so I asked him. Turns out it's a really big job with some cool perks. How many of us get to say we worked out with the Watt brothers on company time? One of the big projects he just finished up was overseeing the overhaul of the GX app, which is a free training tool with workout programs and science-backed info for future athletes, current athletes, and people who want to tear themselves off the couch and do athletic things. Also, in the conversation, when we mention Eric or Dan, that's Dr. Dan Schaefer and Dr. Eric Fries, who are the lead programmer and principal scientist for the app, respectively. This episode of M&F Reps is presented by the brand new and free GX app. What is the GX app? Man, am I glad you asked. It's a training tool that combines years of data and analysis from super knowledgeable doctors, scientists, trainers, and strength coaches to help athletes of all skill levels unlock their potential. Add companion hardware like the GX Sweat Patch and the GX Smart Bottle to make the experience even more personalized. If you're dedicated to training and want useful, high quality, and well-researched material, you'll want to take a look at this app. Besides, it's free. What do you have to lose? So you escaped. You escaped a football career without any serious injuries.
No, I don't have injuries, so I'm healthy, and I actually still play competitive rugby. So I play for the, it's kind of funny, it's the U.S. team over 33. But we played Argentina, Italy, and British Lions in Bermuda. This is 2 weeks ago.
Jeez. So you're a dude that you shouldn't make you mad. You've got this, you've got a mean streak.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I like contact, but it doesn't mean I'm mean.
No, I know. Is it just something that you just didn't want to give up? Because a lot of people, after they get out of college, or they stop playing sports.
I mean, to be honest, I mean, I have this like just this competitive spirit. It's kind of, I mean, I was a wedge breaker in college. I like contact. I like rugby. So rugby, I think, is like the perfect of all worlds for me, because I played running back and linebacker in you know, high school and college. But then you can run the ball in rugby. You can tackle in rugby. It's a way to stay fit. I mean, I'm old, but all my other friends are playing golf and other things. And I can play golf and tennis. I can do that when I'm older. But now I just love the bug of team sports. And rugby has 7-on-7, which I love, but also 15-on-15. So I love both. I can't give it up.
Now, as part of your job, do you get to go around and kind of, maybe it's called research, I guess, but just, you know, either train with other, you know, athletes or teams, or is that something that would be extracurricular?
Because I've been in innovation roles, I've been able to do that. So, I mean, I'll give you an example of it. So we had a Super Bowl, we had an activation where we stood up something called the GX Gym. So that was when it was in Houston, and this is still working. You know, we actually gave people like personalized bottles and like a whole bottle tree there, but we brought in Brad Arnett. So Brad Arnett is the strength trainer. He owns Next Level Training, which is where all the Watt brothers train. Mm-hmm. And so like I was in that gym and we were training with all the Watt brothers, but I actually grew up in Waukesha. They're from Pewaukee in Wisconsin. So I have three brothers and a sister. There's three Watt brothers. We grew up right around each other. So to be able to work out with them there, and you know, go back to Wisconsin roots. But I mean, when I've been to these training facilities, it's been my favorite days is when, whether it's at IMG Academies and I get to train in that sports facility or these stand-up gyms or some of the team stuff. I mean, like yourself, like you look at these, you look at these facilities and they're just phenomenal. And so if you can get in there and work out, those are the best days I've had for sure.
How much do you work? Do you work a lot? Like think about somebody who's maybe listening to this or watching this and saying, I want to do that one day, but is that going to just totally take away any type of like personal life I'll have?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, if you think of myself and just personally, I have three kids. So I have a 3-year-old daughter, I have a 6-year-old son, and I have an 8-year-old son. And I think, I mean, yes, it's busy and yes, it's stressful and yes, I work a lot, but I also try to engender the right balance. And I think what's happening too, and you know, this is an example of it, I'm taking this day from home. So I'll take just today, for example, you know, I was able to take my sons to school, walk them to school. And then I'm still at home. So there's a little bit more flexibility that I have, and I'll go in the office, let's say, you know, two to three times a week, sometimes less. But you know, I think we're now in a hybrid work environment. I also think that even at big companies and others that leadership appreciates that you need to get your work done, but it's not always about when. And I think people, you know, in the past, and I think I work for a company now that is in the health and sports space. So like we have a gym at work, and people don't look down on you if you're working out, you know, in the morning or during the day, because it's part of like living the job. So an example of that is we have a program called G-Feet, which you could, if you're an endurance athlete, you could do that track. You could do a strength track like I do, or you could do a fitness track. And we actually have an end of the year event right now, which I'm going to join. So anyways, it's encouraged. And so I think you as a person have to create your own balance. But yeah, I am able to get either, you know, time with my family as well as time to work out.
Okay. I want to bring something up because I need you to explain it to me. This is your bio that yeah. I was sent. It says, in his role, Palin oversees the brand's evolution from sports nutrition to athlete performance by expanding proprietary athlete intelligence to power a new direct-to-consumer business model across training, nutrition, and recovery. What does that mean? Can you explain it to me like I'm five?
Yep, no, happy to. So proprietary piece, I mean, it's just, you know, so that just means it's private, but it's or protected. But basically what we're doing is we're trying to democratize sports science. And so I know you're talking to Dr. Eric Fries, and he works with the Gatorade Sports Science Institute. So really what we're trying to do in simple terms is to take what sports scientists are doing with some of the best teams in the world, whether it's FCB, or it could be the Milwaukee Bucks, or it could be the Rams, and take what they do across their practitioners. And when I say practitioners, that's their strength coaches, that's their sports dietitians, that's their athletic trainers. And to really bring that to the everyday athlete, which is what we're doing in the app. And that can go across training, recovery, and nutrition.
But you were in marketing before that, right? So part of, so I'm just trying to get your piece of the puzzle of all of these things. And I'll bring up the photo again, because I think it's important. So there's the GX bottle, the sweat patch, and then you have this new app that was just launched. Now, they all work together, but you don't need them all to appreciate the benefits of them, do you?
No, you don't. So each component has value, but you know, it's like you go back to the process and the habits, and it's the little things that matter. So if you're trying to improve your performance, I mean, you know this, there's a lot of things that can impact it. So the more things you can control, the better you can sort of drive that performance. But if you do just one of these things, so for instance, if you're just doing a training program here and you're not using the smart bottle or the sweat patch, that's fine. You can still get tons of value. If you're starting to track and make sure you're hydrated, you can get even more value on top of that. So to your point, you only need certain components to get value, but you get value the more things you do and can control, the better you can be.
Now with the app, how do you strike that right balance of what you want to launch with, which programs you want to launch with? Is it yeah. names? Is it diversity of what you can accomplish? Are you looking at research to say, okay, here's what athletes are flocking towards? How do you determine that?
Yeah, no, I mean, if you think of it, it's about choosing the right athlete, but it's also choosing the right name and the right program. So to your point, Dan Schaefer is writing these programs up, and he's an expert in that. We want to make sure that the titles are the right, and that it's what, I mean, the title isn't going to match what's in the program. But like first speed, like quickness and things like that, like that's something like as an athlete, as a basketball player, you'd want. But it's also, as we think about this, and you know, we're trying to strike the balance, but we want this to be for competitive athletes, which are high school athletes, but also forever athletes, which are older. And a high school athlete may want to sort of train to be a basketball player because they're still playing. But someone may not be who's a forever athlete. And so can they actually get value out of these as well? So you're trying to strike that balance. But we try to get the right programming and the right terms so you can able to choose it here. And the other thing I think is exciting is that we're getting feedback and we're looking for feedback and we're trying to expand the programs we have. So maybe we don't have a bodyweight program here yet, but we can come out with that in a couple months to be able to offer that as well.
And I did notice that. And I was trying to think about which sport would maybe correspond with that the best. I mean, or maybe is that something that you might reach out to say like the military for?
Yeah, no, I think military CrossFit. I mean, I think it could go across, but I think the military is a great example. I know the military just has a new fitness test now, which is different than they've done in the past, but I think that's a great example of it.
Now, as somebody that's on the marketing side of things, do you have to look at the number of people who are downloading this, or the reach and all that, like the analytics? Because I'm sure, you know, when Dan's making the programs, and I'm sure he's concerned that people like the feedback there. And I know, you know, Eric is working, like was working with the sweat patch a lot. And I know you're kind of working with everything, trying to bring it all together. So are you the guy that's kind of saying, okay, here's where we're strong, here's where we're weak, here's where we need to find, get like, you know, more outreach?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we're looking at the downloads, we're looking at engagement. So where are people spending time in the app? We're looking at reports, if there's any errors and there's things we can actually, you know, get back to users if they are seeing an error or if they have questions. And one of the things, like the reason we came out with programs is because we thought they'd add more utility to athletes' lives. They'd be using them more. But no, to your point, there's so much rich data you can get from it, but we're just trying to continue to pivot to make it better based on the data we're seeing.
What has been the most popular one or two programs that you've seen so far?
I would say, I mean, just if you think of his popularities, I would say like the Jason Tatum program. And then as well as the messy, fast feet and explosiveness. I mean, I think it's a little bit with the athletes and the names, but I think those are two things, two athletes a lot of people look up to, and also in terms of what they're delivering.
I read one stat that 86.3 million people will use fitness apps this year. Do you know exactly how many of that pie that you guys want to get to feel successful?
It's a good question. So aspirationally, I would say 5 years, we want to get to 5 million engaged users. And so there's a growth trajectory to that. But I think, so to answer, it'd be 5 million out of that, I think that 86, which that pie would be bigger at that point. But
yeah,
I think to me, if we can reach that, we'd be successful. I would challenge anyone to find programs that are free, that are this fidelity and this utility. And so I think that's where the value is. And it's not only the programs, it's the sports science and sports nutrition that's embedded right with the programs. So there are our products are embedded in here, but we hope that we're delivering value across what you need across all sports nutrition. And we acknowledge that sometimes it's not Gatorade you need to drink, it's water. Sometimes it's a fruit that can help. We want to make sure we're delivering the right recommendations for products. So it's helpful to us understand what dietary restrictions you may have. So you're a vegetarian. Also, you know, what tools do you have access to? Do you have percussion therapy? Do you have foam rolling? Do you have massage? I don't know how many people have access to massage. I'm jealous of those who do. Stretching. Yeah. Continue with the three tools you have. And then we can prepare the program and we can personalize based on weight, based on your dietary restrictions and based on the tools you have. And so you go in here, you have a 60-minute workout, a little bit of an overview of what that workout's going to entail. But because we know a little bit more about you, we can actually deliver personalized nutrition recommendations that are going to work well with this workout. So we know your body weight, and this is generated by the body weight. So you drink 11 ounces of fluid, could be G0, could be water. You consume carbs if you want, but you can also go back and you can say, if you're someone who doesn't like carbs before a workout, you can select that. So again, caffeine, we know the science there, depends on when you work out. You may want that before. So you get your full sort of suite of nutrition recommendations, and then let's go into the workout. So you have the workout here. It's an upper body strength workout. If you go ahead and start that workout here, you start out with a warm-up. You know, it could be any cardio that you pick. And then here, I'm not going to go over every exercise, but you'd have, you know, from body weight squat, push-up, you'd repeat these a couple times. And then now, you know, let's get into the core of the workout. And it's important here because you're able to personalize based on how you're feeling. So are you ready to go? Are you okay? You're not great? That workout's going to be different based on what you choose here. I'm assuming you're always ready to go. So let's select that.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. To further personalize as well, let's do a benchmark test. We know you're ready to go. So you can actually do that benchmark test. It's a good time to do it. So an upper body test would be a bench press here. So keep selecting through here. We'll tell you sort of the rep scheme, and there's videos that can actually show you if you're not familiar with bench press or if you want to revisit the form, you can actually go in here and look at this.
So it really gives you the step-by-step, right? So it's walking you through, showing you how to get these metrics for yourself, which can also be helpful in continuing, right? And progressing, because a lot of people may, if they're not doing this, they may not think they're progressing enough, or they may start to get down on themselves if they're not seeing changes, even though they are getting stronger. So this is kind of a way to maybe help bridge that.
Yeah, to bridge it, I mean, the way you can set goals, you can set benchmarks because you're doing a benchmark test, but it's going to mark that down for you so that, to your point, you know, as you go through training later on, you can see what your progress is towards that. And there's other things here that the app will track that you'll see at the end is, you know, how much weight are you lifting over that session? So that's something you can compare session over session as well. And now, so you've done that benchmark test, you've done the warm-up, so let's now get into the workout. So here you can scroll down, you'll have dumbbell shoulder press, and there's some grouped exercises as well. So you know, those would actually be a superset between them.
So like a superset. Okay.
Yeah. You have a full sort of upper body workout, dumbbell hammer curl, tricep extension, elbow plank. So it's going to, you know, you're supersetting these so you can be pretty efficient in your workout. Assuming you did all this, let's go to next here.
I'm feeling good already, man. Just cruising through it today.
And then you'll do a general cool down.
Okay.
So it should be pretty self-explanatory, but I think the part that I think is really great in here is you're embedding the nutrition recommendations, but you're also, you're personalizing based on how you're feeling and also based on your benchmark test. Hey, Zach, hey, it's been a pleasure. I'm always happy to get on the phone or help in any way, but it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, sir. Great to talk to you. Take it easy.
All right, later, man.